Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of August 2016, and this is the 424th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's been a very chilly day today, and I have been up in the foothills of our Mount Wellington or Kunanyi, and the mist was really rolling down as we left this evening, and you could really smell snow in the air. So it's been much too warm for that smell even in the last few weeks. And it was a bit ironic because I was up there for a Qigong workshop, an all-day one, and we were doing spring Qigong, which is that sort of Qigong that is adapting the body to go from a almost hibernatory winter state into towards the summer. So it's bringing energy up from the earth and sprouting it, I suppose, in some ways, just clearing the pathways so that any spring energy that comes is able to flow. That is a very, very unscientific way of describing it, but that's more or less what happened, and it was a lovely, lovely day. It was quite a small group, and just with this misty, quiet environment, it was both very, very calm and also very revitalizing, which is, you couldn't really ask for more. And I got back fairly a bit later than usual. I stopped for a cup of tea on the way down. And so here I am with rather a late podcast, but I think I'm going to be able to get it out before the MailChimp whisks it away from me. One of the really nice things about today at the moment for me is that I find it very difficult to sit, and I can, with the Qigong stance, is takes the weight off my hips, because it's, you stand with your knees slightly bent, so you take a lot of the weight in your thigh muscles and in your core stomach muscles. So it's a real relief. And so doing a day of Qigong has felt like the best possible thing, as long as I didn't twist myself too much, to do. Trying to write Murmurs of Mole was a bit of a fidgety exercise the last couple of days, because I could only sit for a very short time, and I haven't quite managed to work out a standing position yet, although I'm sure I'm going to be able to do that. Anyway, I feel as if I've been kind to myself by doing this. Well, I have been kind to myself doing this Qigong workshop day. Workshop's not the right word, because it doesn't feel, work doesn't seem to be any part of it. So no writing today, but I think it's been a well-filling day. And of course, if we're going to be creative, we need to have days when we are filling the well that we're going to be sourcing our creativity from. So a lovely day, and I hope I shall return invigorated to the fray on Tuesday it would normally be, but I think I might do a bit of Monday, given that I haven't done any writing today. We'll see. I do have this deadline next week for the novel, or a bit of the novel, and there's quite a lot of work to do on it. And given my state of fidgets, it's taking me much longer to write anything at the moment, because getting up and sitting down is a bit distracting. I do hope that whatever you're doing at the moment, that you've either had a really good, well-filling day, or that you have been able to source the energy of previous well fillings for your creativity today. And if you haven't, then maybe a well filling day is on the cards for you as soon as possible. It's so important to take time out when you need it. It's impossible really to stress that enough. And it can pay back so well too. So I do hope that you're able to do one or the other. I hope your week's been good, and I thank you very, very much for listening. As always, it's lovely to have you with me each week. And I hope you have a great Sunday, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.